What's going on, guys? It is your boy, J Nitro Vlogs. You know the deal. Welcome back to the 100% Real Podcast. Hey, if you're listening on Spotify, you know the deal. Hey, viewers on YouTube, you know the deal. Hit that subscribe button. Hey, we got a very, very special guest with me today. You know what I'm saying? He is, without a shadow of a doubt, one of South Carolina's, one of Columbia's, potentially one of the greatest rappers to come out of the city of Columbia, South Carolina. You know what I'm saying, man? Hey, did you hit that follow button yet? Cause it's about to get real. It's about to get 100% real. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Introducing the first official guest on the 100% Real Podcast. Here is Dre. What's going on, man? What is going on?
What's good with you, bro? What's good with you?
Nothing much, man. How is life, man? How is life right now?
Under this quarantine, you know, just been making music, just been, you know, focusing, you know what I'm saying, on myself, on music and stuff. So, you know, it's really a great time, honestly, you know.
Yeah, I got you.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Well, let me rotate my screen back this way. hey, but first of all, thank you for being a guest.
No problem. You know I got you, bro.
Yeah, we go. Me and Dre go way back. For the people that don't know, we go way back, ladies and gentlemen. We go way back.
Yes.
But heard you dropping an album.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Honestly, this man is going crazy, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, when I say that Dre is the, it has the potential to be one of the most influential rappers his time coming out of Columbia, South Carolina. You know what I'm saying? Yes, doing it young, that's how you got to start it off.
Yes, bro.
But I want to know, we've known each other for a long, long time, my friend. How did you know that rapping was your calling instead of, you know, trying to be like everybody else to try to go for sports or whatever, you know?
Hold on, say it again. Your jump was breaking up, my bro.
How did you know that, you know, you wanted to pursue rapping instead of, you know, being like everybody else and do like sports and everything like that?
To be real, honestly, and like, I would say I've always been into music like since I was young, like 6-7 years old, you know, making beats on the computer, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I knew I was into music, and then, like, honestly, like, I used to do YouTube videos, but I used to play around with it. Like, I used to do, like, 2K, like, hoop mixtapes and stuff, you know what I'm saying? So, like, it was like that type of thing. Like, I used to do 2K videos, so, like, I was, like, growing on 2K, but, like, I was like, bro, I don't, you know, that's not, I mean, it's something that I could see myself doing, but it ain't really like, that ain't my goal.
Yeah.
So, you know, I stopped doing YouTube for a while, and then after that, I started playing basketball more. So, like, but the thing was, is that I was getting in trouble a lot, so I was like, ain't no purpose in me, you know, really trying to play basketball.
Right.
I ain't even going to be able to play. So, you know, like, I would say, like, at this time, it's, like, sixth grade. So, like, I stopped playing basketball. And then, like, I just started getting to the music stuff. Because, you know, my dad was already, like, into music. Like, he a rapper, too. So, then, and, like, my mom, she used to sing. So, like, it was already,
so
like,
it's like,
you know,
a, So in a way, you pretty much, you know, been around music your whole entire life.
So it was
family of musicians.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
So you kind of really had no choice.
Yeah, it's like, but they really ain't even like force it on me though. Yeah, like, it wasn't like you gotta do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, by any means,
that's how
like,
a lot of
was,
That's how a lot of people are with their kids when they go to sports. It's like, you got to do this. You got to, like, if they don't want to do it, they don't really have to do it.
You know what I'm saying? It was like, you know, it was never really like, they pushed me like, yo, you got it. You know, but like,
hey, do this right now. You need to be doing this right now.
Yeah, it was never like, you know, none of that. It was like, you know.
So the album.
If you want to do it.
So the album. You're dropping soon. Right. How soon is it dropping?
I ain't even gonna lie to you. To be real with you, I could have been like dropped it, but like I just been like waiting on that right time.
Yeah, I got you.
But you like the first notice, because I've been teasing. Like if you pay attention, like you'll see it. Like you'll know.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Like random weird stuff, but like if you like for real, like I'll be posting like numbers and jump. Like if you know me or like you pay attention to what I'm doing, like you would know the date. But
yeah,
like the official release date, I'm gonna give it to you here live,
ladies and gentlemen. This is an exclusive.
It's live. The official release date
for y'all. Ready for this? Here we go.
It's June 6th. I'm dropping on
boom June right there. 6th. Right there. Put a stamp on it.
June, whatever is the first Friday of June, I'm dropping. So I think I want to say it's June 5th or June 6th.
Put a stamp on it right there. Mark it on your calendars, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you.
First Friday of June.
My apologies is on the way. It's on the way. It's
coming soon. Very soon, bro. Very soon.
So, what's it like, you know, well, we've known each other for years.
Yeah, for sure.
How was it, you know, being like a teenager, you know, doing music, you know, still in school.
Yeah.
You know, you got, you know, potential haters out there, you know.
Right.
Fans, you know, what is that like, if you ever experienced it?
It's very surreal, you know, because, like, even if you're a hater, I know that you have listened to the song. Like,
yeah, because your haters are your biggest supporters.
Like most haters, they'll be, right.
The biggest haters are your biggest supporters, and that's no cap.
Yeah, no cap. So it's like, sometimes, you know, they'll be like, oh, well, you know, bruh. I ain't heard that junk. And, you know, I don't even listen to it, but I know that junk shit. Like, how you know it's trash? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So I'm like, I know you know you're a fan, but, you know, it's really, like, surreal because, you know, even if you hate it, I know you listen to it. So it's like, you come up to me, yo, that junk trash or whatever. I know you listen to it. So it's like, dang, bro, like, this bro really took the time out of his day to listen to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or even like the people that like it, you know, they come up to me, you know, this song was hard, or like I send it somebody, you know, they text me back, yo, I really rock with it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
I got
it's
you.
Like, it's real, like surreal, like it's a feeling that most people wouldn't get, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I just soak it all up, you know, and put it into the music, to be honest.
That's what's up. But what's next for Dre? What's next for you after you drop this, man? What's the next project?
I say this. I have projects like stacked up on
This man is stacking up on projects, yes. Ladies and gentlemen. Yes. You're not gonna know what is coming next. You're not gonna know what hit you. Oh my gosh.
Yes, so I mean honestly, like I said, Like, dude, I ain't dropped nothing this year. I ain't dropped since. I dropped December 20th. That's the last time I dropped something. I was supposed to drop in March, but I didn't.
He's keeping the fans waiting. Yeah, uh-oh.
I was waiting on the right time. I got
getting that build up.
Now, that release date, dude. When I'm dropped, like, I'm going to say this. I'm going to put it this way. I ain't going to, like, say too much on the whole, you know, situation, but I'm going to say this. When I drop this next project, I'm not stopping. It's like drop. Like, you may get You gonna get it. I know you gonna get a good bit of songs on this project. But once this drop, it's like, dang, he got something. You know what I'm saying? Like, he got. Oh my gosh, he got this too. Like, yeah, it's gonna be real, man.
Also, man, who were your you know, inspirations? You know, growing like, well, you're still growing up, but like,
yeah, you know. Yeah. Like, all right. Let's see. Number one. With me, like, I'm still growing up, but like, well, yeah. Growing up, like, as like a youngin, like 4, 5, 6, 7, you know. My number one inspiration was Lil Wayne. That was like
Weezy.
That's yes, bro. That's
shout really out to Lil Wayne, like, man.
Yes, bro. That's where I get the drive from, because like, bro, just like, he don't stop working. He don't stop. So it's like, that's number one.
Weezy's been going for decades.
Number two, if you know me, bro, like a lot of people know this. If you know me, if you one of my homies, or like you,
let me guess,
you know, you close to me.
Let me try to guess this. I feel like I'm right. I feel like I'm right. NBA YoungBoy.
That's one of them, but that wasn't the one I was talking about. Oh,
man.
That's one of them, though. That's one of them. That's like number four.
All right. So I was half right.
Yeah. Number two, though. This is like, Wayne is first, because Wayne was like
the first person. Wayne is the GOAT. He got to be first.
Yeah. Wayne was like the first person that I like actually like really got me into music. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, just listening to him, like Carter 2, Carter 3, Carter 4. You know, like, it was like, dang, this dude really like hard. But like now, like number two, though, if you, like I said, if you know me, if you real close to me, like, it's Uzi, bro. Lil Uzi. Like, that's my favorite rapper. Like, right,
you see,
now.
Something told me that was gonna be next, but
yes, bro,
I know you, and I know that, you know, YoungBoy is up there. I just didn't know how far he was there.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know how far next he was in there. I was like,
yeah, YB definitely next. Because YB,
I know he's in there, like, somewhere.
He just, I don't know, his fan base is
ridiculous.
Out of this world. Like, everybody, you've heard YB song before. Like, YB, like, his fan base is
ridiculous.
Massive. But if I had to give a top three, I would say that was my top three. Uzi, well, Wayne, Uzi, and YB.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for being the guest, my brother.
For sure.
Make sure you know, stay tuned on Spotify whenever this drops. Hey, like I said, ladies and gentlemen, my apologies is coming soon. You need to go cop it. You need to go cop it.
Next month.
Oh my gosh.
It's not even a full month. It's more like 28 days.
Hey, but y'all, Dre, like I said, thank you for becoming the guest. Listeners on Spotify, you know the famous outro. Hey, this is the podcast that keeps it too sweet, and we are
OUT.
Out.